we will see, we'll give up their Christianity and become Muslims, you know, at the drop of a turban. It really didn't, you know, it did not sink in for whatever reason. Maybe it's because the Byzantines tried too hard. Maybe they forced it upon them. It's hard to know historically why. But this hold of the Christian church on the Middle East will last till the year about 630, 640. Then it will disappear. The Muslims will just sweep it away like it never was. And part of the struggle that exists today in a place like Lebanon, for instance, and in other places, and the Crusades, etc., has been the struggle of Christianity to try and recoup its losses, to try and regain its foothold in the Middle East. Because it's very strange that the Holy Land and the Holy City should not belong to the one true religion. That's also a problem. And part of the church's relationship to Israel, to the state of Israel today, is a theological problem. It is not purely a political problem. It's a theological problem. It's hard to say that Jerusalem is not Christian, because that takes a lot of wind out of your sails. And as great as Rome is, and we'll see the church names it the Eternal City, etc., as great as Rome is, it still is not Jerusalem. It's in the wrong location. And because of that, the struggle of Christianity is forever intensified. And when they meet a foe like the Muslims, who are as strong and as stubborn as they are, so then we are talking about a conflict that spans 1,000 years, that spans 1,300 years, and it's part of the conflict that we see before us today.